In his speech, New Beginning, President Obama said that the United States was shaped by every culture, dedicated to a simple concept, out of many, there is one. This is similar to our story in the United Arab Emirates. My country didn't exist while I was growing up as a child. Today, it was formed in 1971. We grew up with almost no road, no university. When the country was formed in 1971, they were looking for university graduate to hire. The whole country had only 45 university graduates. Five of them were female. So almost 40 years ago, we have two leaders who sit in a tent in the desert. They were entrepreneur in a different way. So we don't have to look at entrepreneur only forming business, but creating places, creating idea, creating country. So Sheikh Zayed and Sheikh Rashid in a Bedouin tent in the desert, they saw today of the United Arab Emirates. Some of you been in Abu Dhabi, some of you been in Dubai, and in almost 40 years, a new thing have been created. Sometimes just we look at the economy of the United Arab Emirates. From nothing, as I said, from no university, my city had one high school in Dubai. I grew up as a child. I went to religious school. It was made out of barasti, which is out of palm leaf. No electricity, no water. So when it comes to entrepreneurship, we believe that government has to take the lead in our part of the world. In a short span of time, when you look at our economy, we are the largest trade partner with the United States and our region, with China, with India, with the United Kingdom, with France, with Germany. From five female university graduate, today we have the highest enrollment for female. From high school to university, 92%, and it's the highest in the world. 70% graduated are female. 65% of the federal government workforce are female. And we are an Arab and we are a Muslim country. But we have entrepreneur who sat at that tent over 40 years ago, and they thought, what is good for people? How we can take the whole society and integrate it with the rest of the world. And today, UAE is the hub for entrepreneurship. I recall a couple of years ago, one of the companies that surveyed for youth in the Arab world. They asked one question: after you graduate, what's your favorite place or country to work at? 82% of them chose United Arab Emirates. I believe in our part of the world, the role of government is very important. We should be an enabler for business. Our job is to create the environment for young people to excel. There is no limitation for human capability. Everybody can be whatever he wanna be. But unfortunately, in a lot of area within our region, the environment been killed. There is no regulation, there is no law, and there is no fair game when it comes to doing business. We wake up every morning in our country, and we've been taught that we have to look at the future. Somebody asked me, this is the Middle East. You should leave your office at 2 o'clock. Go home, have lunch, siesta. Why you stay guys late in your government? And my answer was for him, I do it because this is the right thing to do for my kids in the future. We live in a tough neighborhood. We gotta choose what sort of life our kids gotta have. And we see a lot of example in the region. So by our work, by our dedication, somehow we'd like to have a path for them, the right path for them. The whole region lost 600 years of people's life. For thousands of years, the Arab world, the Middle East, were the center of the world. From the Venetian time, they were traders. They conquered basically all the known world. During the Silk Road, people of the region really were a major part of it. They were entrepreneurs. They were moving goods from the east, taking it to the west. In the 14th century, we stopped. When somebody else invented a different type of sailship, I went through Africa and started a connection basically with the East. We lost 500 years. That impacted us, but impacted also the world. I heard the number, 75 million in the next 10 years. A few youth will be in the marketplace in the Arab world. 50 to 100. It doesn't matter if it's 70 or 100, but the number is huge. And our responsibility, basically, as government, is to create the environment for young people to excel and have hope for their future. Either we have 100 million angry, extremist young people, or 100 million young people with hope that will add value to their region and to their life and to the rest of the world. So as a nation, we believe that there is an opportunity in the future. Maybe the rest of the world, they look at the Middle East and say, you know what? It's a tough neighborhood. In the government of United Arab Emirates, we believe that we are a beacon of change for our region. The region need a model, and they need a model within the region. When I talked about education, when I talked about women empowerment, we practice that. When it comes to gender equality, from 5 female university graduate, today we are number one in gender equality in the Arab world. So the message that a lot of things can happen if there is a vision. We are blessed by leader really who foresee the future. We had Sheikh Zayed and Sheikh Rashid in a small tent, thinking what's good for their people. Not what good only for themselves, but for the people. Today we have leader who practice the value of true leadership. Sheikh Khalifa, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid, who believed in economic principle. I flew in Emirates Airlines. They had beautiful 14 and a half direct flight from Dubai to DC. My first flight from Dubai to DC. And in a short span of time, the story of this airlines is the story of really entrepreneurship. But the story of fairness and an open economy. And let me tell you the story. I was in university back then, but His Highness Sheikh Mohammed Rashid told me the story of Emirates Airlines. In 1985, 60 to 70% of the business of Dubai Airport was being run through one airline almost. So 70% of that, of the business was being given by a certain airlines. 85, this airlines came to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed, ruler of Dubai, and said, we'd like to be the monopoly in this airport. We don't want other airlines to fly, or we'll pull our business out. And if you're in business, you have a client, will come to you and said, I'll pull 70% of my business out. Most probably you'll say, no, stay, I'll give you whatever you want. But the value back then for Sheikh Mohammed was he believed in competition and open economy. So either he stand for his value or he'll stand for the other airlines and give them what they want. And we'll lose. He standed for the value of really open economy. So after a couple of days, this airlines moved to out of Dubai Airport, and Dubai Airport was almost empty. That was in 1985. So you have an airport which is almost empty. Within a couple of days, they lease two aircraft actually from Pakistan Airways. They painted the logo of Emirates, whatever you've seen, and the whole Emirates Airlines had started. So out of challenge, he showed us that there is opportunity, and the opportunity that today you have one of the largest airlines in the world. That's hope. That's also value, that you shouldn't give up as a government or as an entrepreneur. You need to determine the future yourself, actually. You need to fight it yourself. And you have to believe that there is no boundary and there is no limitation. The limitation is here, actually. So Emirates, one of the small example of entrepreneurship in the United Arab Emirates. We have 200 nationality that live in United Arab Emirates. We are not only good in the economic sense of our region, but our story is more of a human story, where there is a lot of ethnic clashes in our region, religious slaughter sometimes, and tolerance. Our story that we have 200 nationality, all the religion of the world. They live in peace of harmony in one place. And we never had a single incident. And the message here, humanity can live together. People look at the Middle East and they say, this is tough. We live it when they have one hope. They have one mission. And they know that tomorrow is going to be a better day. Thank you very much. Thank you.